This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, welcome back to another episode of Buffalo Happy Hour. Mike, what's up, dude?
A lot.
Are you sick?
Weather change.
I feel like you're actually sick, though. Like, no, this isn't allergies.
No, it's sinus. It's straight up sinus. I physically feel fine. I'm mentally not foggy. It's just, I just straight up cannot breathe out of my nose.
Well, when you sleep, do you breathe out of your mouth or your nose?
My nose.
Yeah.
I'm not a mouth breather.
No, I am.
I don't have feeble traits.
I'm a mouth breather.
Ew. That's so unbecoming.
Listen, I have a deviated septum, so it's okay.
Yeah, whatever. So does Lars in Heavyweights.
Who?
You really don't know that reference?
No, I do.
Thank you.
I've seen it like once in my life, and I wasn't a big fan.
Whatever.
Why are you wearing such a queer shirt, too, by the way?
First of all, this shirt was a gift from my mother-in-law. And secondly, this shirt's incredible. Malt whiskey in Disney font.
I will say, at least they removed the E. I'm happy that they removed the E.
Yeah. Yeah. I love this shirt.
I mean, it's not a bad shirt. I just am not a big fan of like the whole Disney aspect.
I think you're just jealous of my Saturday coming up.
Of your who?
My Saturday coming up.
What's your Saturday?
You know my Saturday.
Do I?
Yeah, it's in our calendar, and we have to go to, or not we, sorry, not invited. I have to go to Lucky Day.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's Saturday?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. What are you going to get? When you go to Lucky Day, what's your go-to? Do you have one, or do you just look at the menu and be like a Sauvage and roll the dice? And
yeah, it's literally straight on vibes. Okay. Straight on vibes. I'm gonna dabble. I'm going to try something that I haven't had ever, you know, and then if I like it, I'll buy a bottle.
I still feel like I'm just like at a weird angle.
Nah, you're fine.
Like, why am I at a weird angle?
You're fine.
Say the word of our sponsor that we don't have.
We literally don't have any sponsors this whole season. Not yet. So I'm just going to let you do your thing. Walk in and out of focus. It's totally fine. Just be careful with your headphone cord. Okay? Little toit. We do this every episode. Like, we're supposed to be squared away and we're not. We're just straight dumpster fires. I feel like I'm overexposed.
I just feel like there was too much. Oh, now my head's just entirely cut off now, bro. We need... Jamie, come on over here.
Right. Say the word of our sponsor.
I'm not saying there is no sponsor. We do have things to talk about, though. I will start with the useless fact, which I think you'll find pretty interesting. Okay?
Will I find it useless?
100% you will. Wow. Okay. So I'm pulling it up. When trains were introduced in the U.S., many people believed that women bodies were not designed to go at 50 miles an hour. They thought that the uterus would fly out of their bodies if they were accelerated to that speed. What are your thoughts on that? Like, what level of education is someone at to literally and honestly think, you know what? If we're traveling at over 50 miles an hour and or getting up to 50 miles an hour, the uterus inside of a woman would leave her body and kill them. So we shouldn't bring trains to the U.S. and or women should not be on those trains because their bodies can't handle it. That's kind of fascinating, isn't it? You know, as I'm watching you just finagle the camera for the last like 7 minutes.
I think it's fascinating. All right, that's just going to have to be good. I don't know what else to do. I think it's fascinating, but do you think that it was like a ploy for men to keep women? Like, yeah, to not have women go on trains because they're like, we had a boys' trip coming up, and I don't want you wrecking my vibe. Like, maybe that was it?
Yeah, but back in those days, who would serve the men?
other men, bro.
I don't know. You can't
People
do that.
Played the other side of the fence back then. They just didn't know about it. There wasn't even a fence back then. It was just like any port in a storm. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. I'm just thinking about Aubrey Plaza in Parks and Rec, where she's like, we should worship the men. We should do what the men say. Yeah. But I don't know. That's what I feel like it really boiled down to. But anyways.
So do you think that it was also because they just didn't want the women to come? Because that's a weird thing to focus on. If there's anything
I mean, men can't do that anyways, but
if there's anything to me that would not be able to sustain a large amount of force, I would assume it would be the male's parts instead of the female's parts, because ours are outside of our body.
Yeah, just like in the elements.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
So like the G-forces, I feel like would affect the testes more than they would affect anything
that's
inside.
Yeah, but we got boxer briefs.
To hold it snug.
Pants. I think we're okay.
But then wouldn't women be okay too?
That's the thing, Derek. People were really, really uneducated back then.
I remember, not to sound pretentious or anything, but when I was in Scotland, we drove past a golf course and the guy's like, you see that golf course right there? I'm like, yeah. And he goes, they just allowed women on the property like 10 years ago. I'm like, well, why 10 years ago? Why not? Is it still not like that? I'm just kidding. But like, I was just like, that's weird. Why? Like, how did it take you that long to be like, okay, women can come on our property, but they still can't swing a golf club? Like, that's weird.
They still can't golf?
I don't know about that. I might have just made that part up. But definitely the other part about them not being allowed on the golf course since 10 years ago is true.
That's fascinating. Yeah. I don't know. I don't fully understand it, honestly.
So maybe that was the same thing with trains. If also, too, if we're talking body parts and not being able to sustain G-forces, I would assume that the upper regions would be a little more susceptible to any type of torque than the lower regions.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree.
You got those things flopping around hitting people in faces? Like, that's more, to me, up for discussion than the utero.
Sure. As Theo Von calls them, the sternum worthers, you know? So, anyways, the meat and potatoes of today's episode is actually something that we talked about before, and the clip / reel ended up going unbelievably, well, not viral. I wouldn't say viral, but it did.
I don't think anything of ours has ever come close to going viral.
This one went off the rails with views, though.
Yeah, like 12 views.
No, like 17.
Like, honestly, you're talking about the death one?
Yeah.
I don't know where my phone is. My phone's up there. But I think that we're up to like 15,000 on that one.
It's kind of crazy.
So that's pretty viral for us.
Right.
Like, we kind of made it big.
Humble but hungry.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
But so since that first aired.
So we're milking this topic for all of you.
No, just, yeah. No. We're not. We're not. I don't know what ended up happening or why, but I did go down another rabbit hole for near-death experiences. And I think.
Are you mentally okay?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Why do you keep going down these rabbit holes?
Of NDEs?
Yeah.
I think a lot of it was because I just want, you know, I'd rather have something.
Yeah,
you know,
that's fair.
I'd rather have the quote of us this whole week. But we're getting to the point where we're trying to plan Ava's baptism. And that's kind of what prompted this in my head for me to just unbelievably spiral before my next therapy session and try to figure out like what is actually going on after life. Because as a parent, which you'll soon like fully embrace and understand, you're always thinking about some sort of plan to make sure that your kid is set up, whether it's like some weird college fund that you're not thinking about, but your grandparents are, or like her grandparents are, and they're like, oh, you know, so like all of your parents are just randomly throwing money into this account without you knowing of it, and all these weird things. And then when it gets into like religion, we're not super religious by any means, but I'd rather have some sort of thing in place than nothing be in place.
Sure.
And that kind of led me to just randomly go back down the rabbit hole of NDEs to see what the latest and greatest is, to see what we got, you know?
Like, what's the new video game releasing?
Kind of, yeah, like any new research. Yeah. So, lo and behold, there is a bunch.
Okay.
And
recently?
Kind of. And okay. You asked, do you think we'll ever know, this is before, in that clip, you're like, do you think we'll ever know what happens after life?
Yeah.
Meaning, after death, what happens? Right. And I told you, I was like, well, that's the bridge between science and faith. And you're like, that's not what I'm asking, though, which I fully understood, mm-hmm. but no one had the answer. No one necessarily still has the answer. However, they did finally have a brain die, and it was being studied at the same time. So they were able to identify the transmissions that the brain gave off during death. So you're going to ask, like, how was that prompted? Like, how did that even happen?
Actually, what happened... Hold on a second. My question is, why did it take this long for us to do that research? Because people die every day. Why did it take until recently for us to hook something up to somebody's brain? Like, I thought that part has already been done already this is... That's crazy to me. It's 2024, dude.
And no one's looking like, all right, today's the day we're going to figure it out. Like, nobody's diving into it.
Do you think the government's hiding it from us?
Oh, stop. I have literature. No, we can't talk about it now. You know how
Operation
it is.
Operation White Hat.
Yeah, you know how it is being on the fringe.
Yeah.
No, it's, a lot of it is, there was one individual, and they were suffering from heart issues, so they were hooked up to a bunch of different monitors, and or it wasn't, no, it, I don't think it was their heart. The heart attack is what actually killed them. They had a heart attack because of something else.
Nice.
So they had something that prompted all the medical people to hook up all these things, and then a heart attack occurred, and that's what ended up like killing the individual. And the brain was transmitting during that entire process, and they finally have like empirical data of what the brain does when it dies for the first time ever. So in that, they're still trying to figure out like what actually is going on in lieu of the other current events happening with aliens. We're trying to figure out what's actually going on. There's the latest report of a legitimate UFO was a drone that was being chased by a police helicopter. I don't know if you saw that. And it literally traced this thing and going in circles trying to capture this drone. It was a high-speed drone, and it wasn't a drone. It was like a legitimate UFO playing with the helicopter, got away, and then it just like legit did things that didn't make sense in physics. And they're like, oh, that's not a drone. Like, that's straight up not a drone anymore. So with the government just kind of coming out and saying like, hey, we just shuffled like $60 billion to Ukraine. The Pentagon failed another audit for like the 19th time in history because we've never passed. Oh, and by the way, like UFOs are real, but we'll just like focus on that and not the other two.
You don't think that it could be like something from China that we just don't have information on because the Chinese government is more advanced technologically than we are? You don't think that that's even a possibility?
No.
See, now I'm in the same... I watched Joe Rogan. Weird flex, but like... I'm in the same vein as he is, whereas if the government starts telling me that aliens are real, automatically I assume aliens aren't real because I have such a distrust for... What happened?
It slipped. It slipped.
Thank you, everybody. Enjoy today's episode. We will see you next week on the Buffalo Happy Hour. Mike is hammered, and he has way too many sniffles going on. So I'm not sure what you got going on.
I just spilled my scotch.
I know. That's like sacrilegious. Talking about going to heaven. You ain't going to heaven now.
We christened the rug. That's what happened.
I don't know, man. I think we gave ants a reason to come in.
The rug has been baptized by Buffalo Happy Hour. We are God. This is now officially our studio. Well, then
cheers, bro. Let's
I don't have more. Anything to
well,
cheers.
Pour more, dude.
Daryl. All
right, do you need like paper towels or are you good?
It's a rug.
All right, so we're just going to move on. So I'm in the assumption... That I think that...
Yeah, it's a cover story by the government.
Is now agreeing with us and telling us that this is real, I just have a feeling that it's not real at the same time. Because why would they then now tell us something? I feel like it's now their way of distracting us from something else. And maybe this is very conspiratorial QAnon of me to say, but like, That's how I genuinely feel about the topic. So do you think that aliens are real, or do you think that they're just covering it up now?
So there's a huge part of me that really seriously truly believes that we are, like, our bodies are just a vessel, and our souls are really what's going on. And I don't know if we're like a farm or what the deal is, but there is 100% something after this. Mm-hmm. In my brain, there's something after this. And there are way too many cases of NDEs, and also people, which this is also new since the episode when we first talked about it, there are now people with NDEs where they've gone to hell and not heaven.
Oh, okay.
And that's also like unbelievably fascinating to me, because I'm like, hold on, it was always rainbows and unicorns. And they're
now
like,
they just get strippers and coke?
No.
Oh.
No, Satan's yelling, and he's like, why are you following me? It's like, sorry, I'm awkward. You're the only person I know here. You know, but like, it's, I honestly think that that's what it is. Like, there's a lot of atheists that have died, and there's also people that were legitimate doctors, like neurosurgeons, that died and had an NDE, came back, and they're like, listen, like, it's, this isn't it.
Did you see, kind of side note, did you see that dude that died? He was in prison and he was serving a life sentence, and he died and he was resuscitated, and now he's like, my life sentence is over, bro. Like, that's pretty dope.
I mean, that's a power move.
That's a power move.
Is it going to work, though?
I mean, what basis do they have not to? Like, I guess now they will probably rewrite laws to say, like, instead of life sentence, they will probably say, like, 140 years or whatever. Because in this situation that this happens. Because you can't just let him out, but they...
Is he going to walk?
I mean, if the law says, and how they've interpreted... If his legal proceeding says that he is required to serve a life sentence, he can legally walk because of the fact that he served a full life because he died.
Yeah.
I don't know if the life sentence says 25 years to life, and then in that situation it's been like 15 years, so technically they still have the loophole of serving the extra 10. But yeah, I think that if it just says life sentence, he could potentially walk, which is crazy. It's like friggin' Bill Cosby going out there, being able to roam around the streets again, you know?
That was way different, though.
I mean, yeah, it was.
I mean, he literally signed the piece of paper and the DA just forgot to turn it in.
Which is sick. Well, ridiculous. Same thing happened with Harvey Weinstein. Did you see that?
No, that is it? I don't know if that's the same.
It's not the same situation, but
I think
it's
the judge mishandled.
Similar.
Yeah, similar. Yeah, but not the
he
same.
He mishandled the cases. Like, he brought in women that weren't necessarily a part of the case, and it was a mistrial or something like that.
For specifically New York.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, and he brought people in from California, and they were trying... Or they were testifying, rather, on the New York side of things, but they were never technically in New York for their part of the whole deal.
Mm-hmm.
Huge, huge mistake. Like, that's just insane.
Yeah.
But any Hoosiers, where do you currently stand on the whole thing? Because...
Bill Cosby?
No.
Oh.
But the...
Rudy!
Yeah, but like the... Like, what do you think happens after this? Do you think that there's a heaven and a hell?
Dude,
because
I don't even
you're not practicing religion, or you're heathen, right? So you're not actively
I'm
going
a
to
who?
Church. A heathen. You're a non-practicing.
Would you just call me bro?
Right. But you're not going to church on Sundays. I'm not going to church on Sundays. I don't need to go to church to talk to him.
Yeah.
I just talk to him if I want to, you know? Sometimes I want my space.
I feel kind of like selfish though, because I'll talk to him every once in a while, but it's only when I need something.
Yeah. So you don't like drive down Route 5 looking at the lake. You're like, I done.
No.
You know, nothing.
I'm not just like, let's light up a stogie, bro. Like, we're not on that friendship level.
Let's check in on things.
Yeah. He's just kind of my financial advisor with life. Like, I'm just asking him for help.
Sure.
In the most critical points of my life.
So what are your thoughts on anything and everything? Do you even believe that there's got to be something, dude? Like, it's not just darkness.
It's funny because Gina and I freaked her out the other day where she's like, are you high? I'm like, I don't smoke, so no, I'm not high. But I sold my house, and I promise you this is going to come back to your question. I sold my house, and my lawyer is very, God, you're just missing everything today, dude. My lawyer is very, like, his motto is like, God will guide you. He's not like a freak religious dude. Like, he's not knocking on my door asking me if I'll pray to Jesus or whatever. But, like, he's a religious guy. And for some reason, and I don't know if this is just me or if this is other people in our generation, but with so much divisiveness that's been going on lately in, like, our generation, I have grown to appreciate more people who have their values rooted in God. I'm not religious.
Or just in faith.
Yeah, but like when I see this dude who's my lawyer, who is always saying when he hangs up the phone with me, God bless, and his motto is like, God will guide you. And I'm not saying that I'm religious. I'm not a religious guy. But I feel like having, like, finding people that are now rooting their life into something that's a little bit more substantial than like TikTok videos, I'm resonating more with my lawyer now than I am with some person on the internet.
Yeah, it's like a Shane Gillis skit where you're like, you hit 30s and all of a sudden the inner Republican just comes out of nowhere.
Yeah, like, yeah, I feel like that's the same thing. Like, it's just, it's...
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's cool to me now to see people that are just like, I mean, I trust my faith in God, which is just weird because I'm not that type of a person. But mm-hmm. to me, it's just cool to see that because I feel like those people are more rooted than the other people that I've met.
So then what do you think happens after life?
I mean, I think something has to happen. I don't feel like we just go into like a sleep for 9,000 years. Like, there has to be something after. I'm more inclined to feel like it's just like your brain lives on and it's just one long dream that just becomes reality. Does that make sense?
That this is a dream?
Yeah, like right now, your subconscious runs when you sleep, and that is your dream. Like, you're dreaming. And you can get to a point where you're controlling your dream. I'm kind of sussing this out right now because I don't actively think about death that much, but I'm sussing this out and, like, trying to figure and wrap this in a little present for you. That's where I'm getting at. So when you sleep, you dream. And there is different levels to your dream, kind of like Inception, where you can control your dreams and go further and further. I feel like the afterlife is your brain continuing to live on in dream form and your just ability to control it. So you're just living your second life, but like not in a vegetative state because your dream self can do things, but it's just that next dimension down. That's what I feel like the next thing is. Whether that's heaven or not is up for debate because I'm not a religious person. But, like, that's how I would envision the next life is just me dreaming my life. And, like, maybe I'm being chased by a monster through a field of marshmallows. But I can at least control that. You know what I'm saying?
There's two people that had experiences. And they were both atheists.
Okay.
And one was a doctor, one was not. A surgeon, one was not. And they said what's weird is you come back and you're alive and you're in your body and you're pissed because you're like, this is not where I want to be. I don't want to be here. I want to be there.
Yeah.
And it's so much better there. It's bliss. It's love. It's happy. And what's difficult is you're trying to explain something that you know for certain exists. You've experienced it. It's a real thing. You were there. And our language doesn't describe what it is. And you can't articulate it because you... It doesn't make sense.
See, now that,
to that's anybody where... here. And they all said, those two, they kept saying, what's weird is it is literally like when you die, you have your experience, and then you come back, you realize it's actually opposite from a dream. They literally said, this, our current life, is the dream. And when we die and our souls go to heaven and we realize what things are and you reach that point of like actualization, essentially, and you become all knowing and it all makes sense because it all gets explained. You realize that you were just dreaming here when you woke up and you died, went to heaven. That's when you actually woke up from your dream and your body is just your soul's vessel to essentially experience things, move, travel, etc. And your body's a legitimate vessel and your soul is who you are. And when you move on, like, that's what it is.
So do you feel like every situation then, like, do you believe in reincarnation then in that situation?
I don't believe in, so, I mean, I would love to come back as a upper middle class white family, golden, like, yellow lab.
Well, no,
you know what I mean?
I'm talking even like people. Like, do you feel like you could have potentially been George Washington in a previous life?
What's weird is those cases exist too.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, do you think that now in that situation, those are just different dreams that this person is having, where they're having dreams of being George Washington, they're having dreams of being an extremely successful podcast host of the Buffalo Happy Hour. Like, there's like obviously on the same level as George Washington. So, do you feel like that is what's happening then?
I don't think it's that. Okay. I think they're two different things. I don't know what I don't know, but what I will say is I feel like if you fulfill your purpose on this earth and you die, you're in heaven, you're done. Mm-hmm. If it's taken too soon, if there's still something left, then you come back. And it's not always going to be you come back to your existing life. You might come back as somebody else's kid. And then for the first couple of years of that life, that new life, you're remembering what was before, which is what those experiences are. Like, oh, yeah, like me and mom were on the Titanic. You know, I drowned. Like, I remember everything. I stayed in this room. Here's my ticket. Like, this is what I ate the night before. And everything is so vivid and it's 100% accurate. Those stories exist.
Yeah.
So I think that's what it is. And I think that's what reincarnation is. I think a lot of what old religion, old stories, UFOs, hieroglyphics, Old Testament, different biblical stories. I mean, there's so many things in the Bible about UFOs. There's so many, like all of that stuff. I think that's really what it is. It's just different time periods of Earth and mankind experiencing the exact same things that we experience now, just back then with less technology and or more technology because we don't know what we lost.
Yeah.
So I think that's really what it is.
So I'm going to ask you something because you and I both believe in the whole like Library of Alexandria thing and how civilization was wiped out and all the knowledge that we had is now gone. How close, and clearly you're an expert in this situation, but like how close to the Library of Alexandria
are we
right now? Do you think that the library, like back then they were this close to discovering aliens? Like, do you think aliens is that end point where you start discovering life outside of Earth and that's when catastrophic events happen that set you back to zero?
That, or it's like, you know, we develop nukes and then aliens are like, all right, they're getting close.
Yeah.
You know, like that whole thing.
So are we just maybe a game to aliens? Like a video game to aliens?
I think we're a reproductive bacteria and a cancer to the planet.
Ew.
That's what we are. I mean, we wake up every single day thinking about one thing.
Sex.
That's it.
Which is weird.
But that's it. You know what I mean? Like, that's what we are as a species. We're here to reproduce. Like, we're a bacterial cancer on this earth. It's a floating rock. And all we think about is reproducing. That's it. Creating more.
Do you think ants have their own podcast?
In a different dimension? No, I don't know, dude. No. You know, like, I really think that that's what it is. But to me, it gives me like a sense of peace knowing that there is something after this and like live a better life, you know, treat people with more respect. Like, in that, I don't know. those like hallowed sacrament, I don't know why I just did this, like those hallowed sacraments of like, this is how you should just, you know, don't be a POS, you know, don't litter, you know, yeah. be a good person, drink responsibly, like all those things. I think a lot of it now, like in our 30s, starting families, having full-time jobs, having this, like it's really just grounding our moral compass and realizing what our actual north is. I think that's huge. But it's really fascinating now that there's even more data coming out on near-death experiences, and every single one is the exact same, to a point. There's different experiences that they might have. Some might be 5 minutes. Some yeah. might be like hours. Some might be days, you know, but they all come back and they're saying the same general A, B, C, and D. Like, this is exactly what it was. And then all of a sudden, some dude on the other side of the globe comes back and he's like, oh yeah, A, B, and C, and D. And now they're all coming back and they're like, yeah, it's like Jesus is not a person. It's just light. Like when you die and you're going to heaven and you see light, you're talking to light and it makes complete sense. And that's the only way to describe it.
That doesn't make complete sense to me at all.
Because again, you're trying to use our language to describe something that is indescribable in our language.
No, because we've been taught that it's a dude with a beard, a white dude with a beard that's hanging on a cross. That's
correct.
Why.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. In there, though, like in heaven, that's what it really is. Light and love.
Jesus or God?
Both.
I don't know. It just like
because Jesus is God. Like
this whole topic confuses me. No, he's not, though.
They're two different things. Yes. What I'm saying is Jesus is God's vessel, right? So Jesus is here preaching God's word, talking about it, you know, you, this is me type deal. And then when you actually die and then you go to heaven, it just makes sense. You're like, oh, yeah, got it.
Did Quentin Tarantino make this movie?
No. No. But there's a documentary that I watched. It's like 2 hours, 2.5 hours long. And it's a collection of near-death experiences all from different people. Not all go to heaven. Some go to hell. It's fascinating. Watch that, and I'm like, okay, but that was after I went down this huge rabbit hole, because I'm like, this, and you know, then my wife's staring at me, she's like, you're nuts, like, I'm just gonna go watch trash TV. I'm like, oh my god, you have to, hold on, let me tell this to you, because yeah. the other thing, too, is, I don't know if you're like this, but if I explain it to somebody, then I like, process it, and then yeah. it makes more sense to me after I explain it. It's kind of cool, but that's where we're at, there's, like, more data coming out. And
I just don't know if I believe it.
Come to church with me. You'll understand.
I can't do it. I just don't.
And I go to church, we need hard hats because the place would collapse.
Yo, we're going to a black church if you and I go to church together.
What?
Are you kidding? Have you ever been to a black church?
Are you talking like Bible Belt, like, oh, like church?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, okay.
Those are sick.
Well, yeah. Like, I didn't know what you meant by black church. Sing? I didn't know if you were talking architecture. I didn't know if you were talking okay.
Not like the color black church, but like the black church.
Yeah, like First Baptist church. Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about because they have a genuine good time. Our churches suck, dude.
Dude, look at the food we make. The food we make is nothing but salt and pepper. The food we make sucks.
The last time that you were at church? And how quickly did you fall asleep?
Stop. Last time I was at church was, I believe, my grandpa's service. When he died.
Yeah.
Right.
I think my last one was like a wedding that I had to go to. It is the most, like, Lord, forgive me, but it is the most annoying thing in the entire world.
Well, what church are you going to? What service are you going to, rather? Are you going to, like, a Catholic service where you have to, like, exercise? Sit, stand, kneel. Sit, stand, kneel.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Yeah.
Well, that, you know, a lot of that is...
Do you think our generation is getting away from that?
Church?
Organized religion.
No.
Church.
No. I think our generation is getting more into it, if anything, because the public education system is a train wreck, specifically in New York, because of Common Core is handcuffing teachers. And now we don't want the nonsense. We want our kids, because now we're all having kids. We want our kids to have a really good education. So now we're actively looking at private schools to see if we can afford it. And every local private school is religion-based, where it's not full of politics. Critical race theory doesn't exist when you go to, you know, a private Catholic school doesn't exist. So I think our generation now is getting more into it, if anything.
But I feel like the traditional...
I think we
going
also
going to church on Sunday at 9 a.m. or whatever isn't our generation either. Like, we're not going to go to church and have some dude that's 85 years old redo us in a monotone voice of verses of the Bible. Like, that's not what our church is anymore.
No, but that doesn't happen. Like, our
oh, priest, it happens.
No. I'm saying our priests and our pastors are much younger. And the younger generation is going into that field, and it's completely changing the scripture that's being presented, which you actually see really common in West Seneca. You also see it really common in certain churches in Hamburg. And then some in the North towns, but not much.
So are you going to try to get back into organized religion?
No, I don't have time. I'd rather cut wood, but I definitely want like at a baseline level, at least a baptism, like complete. And because that to me, like that's at least be baptized. So you can at least get in the door.
But like, what are the rules and regulations of that? Does it mean that if you're dunked in water, you go to heaven? Because I don't think that's what the laws say.
No, dude. So there's, well, for a Catholic baptism, you need the godparents have to have letters of recommendation. You have to take a pre-baptism class to understand why a baptism is important. I'm sure you have to pay for something.
Yeah.
No way it's free, even though it's water. And then, you gotta be registered with the church.
No, but I'm saying, like, from the perspective of the afterlife, is it the baptism that matters? Is that if you're baptized and you don't go to church rest of your life?
I don't think so.
That's what I'm saying. So if you baptize your daughter, does that mean now you're basically committing yourself to go to church now every once in a while?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Then what's the point of the baptism? That's what I'm trying to get at.
So that you can state, if needed, what you are. Because, like, say you join the military. They ask you, what is your faith? Nomenclature, or denomination, rather. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you? Like, Jedi fighter is a real thing. You can write that down. That actually exists.
Hell yeah.
Vikings in that whole, like, Nordic culture, that's a real religion. Like, you can write that down. There's dudes that I know that have that on their dog tags. Like, it's an actual thing that you can get printed. It's a real religion.
So you were confirmed and baptized, though.
So I was baptized and I have my first communion. I was not confirmed. I got kicked out of...
What is first communion?
First communion is basically like the third grade range, and it means that you can go up and have the body of Christ.
No. I don't know what any of this means.
Right. It's all Catholic stuff.
But like...
sister is baptized, first communion, and confirmed.
Is she like a super Christian or something like that?
No, it just means that she could technically get married in a church.
Yeah, that's wild. Because to me, if somebody, even though I was like baptized Lutheran or I don't even know what I was baptized. If somebody asked what my denomination is, I would be like, I don't know, white? Like, what are we talking about here? Jesus. I understand that they're different, but like, the baptism means absolutely nothing to me.
Right. And I called my dad and I was like, hey, what's a pre-baptism class? Like, don't drown the kid.
Right.
Like, I don't understand it. Like,
lift them after 2 seconds so they don't inhale water.
Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're reading words and then you dunk the person.
You're
like,
not even doing it, are you? The priest is doing it.
Correct. Correct.
So what do you have to learn the class for? The priest should learn the class, bro.
It's because you have to understand why a baptism is important and you have to understand the history of it and everything else. Like, what's the point of a baptism? That's what that class is about. It just educates you on a baptism.
What is the point of a baptism?
In my words?
Yeah.
The point of a baptism is so that when you die, you can get into heaven.
So even if you don't go to church the rest of your life, you're still fine?
Allegedly. But what's weird is...
Allegedly.
Dude, nothing in religion makes sense. But the other crazy thing is, if you look at these near-death experiences, atheists have gone to heaven. So, like, I don't get it. But that's fine. You know what I mean? Like, I've always, since I was a kid, I used to tell my mom, God bless her soul, I used to tell her all the time, I was like, I would love to die tonight. I'm coming back tomorrow. I just want to know what's going on after this. And she would stare at me. You know, what's wrong with you? Like, you're 7 years old. And I'm like, yeah, but that's what I'm thinking about. She's like, when? I'm like, I just lay there, stare at the ceiling. She's like, are you serious? I'm like, swear to God. Like, I lay in bed and I stare at my ceiling at 7 years old. And I'm just locked. And I'm like, what happens if I die right now? Like, what happens? And I'm just so curious. I'm just so curious about it. Like, I just want to know. I want that closure. Because I already know at seven, I'm going to die. It's inevitable. I can't change it. It's fixed. It's constant. Death will happen, right? Death, taxes, crack concrete. Those are three guarantees in life. So, like, I need to figure this out. Like, what happens? I want my answer. And you're telling me I got to wait till, like, 90 plus years to figure it out?
If you're lucky.
It's happening. You know, but like, it's too much. I don't want to wait 90 plus years. I want to know now, you know, take me for like an hour. Tell me what's going on. Send me back. I'll tell everybody.
Is this like a scared straight situation, but from God?
No, I don't think so. But you're just
like, don't drop the soap, Mike. And you're like, I'm in heaven, dude.
Yeah. Prison Mike, baby. You know, heaven Mike. But no, I don't know. Like, I feel like that's just how, well, I don't feel like that. I know, like, that's how I've always felt about it.
That's interesting. What are your thoughts on the afterlife? Let us know in the comments down below, because, I mean, this is obviously something that none of us can prove, so it's definitely a really good podcast discussion because nobody has the answer to anything. But let us know your thoughts down below. I mean, if you're, don't tell us your denomination or whatever, because we don't necessarily really care.
God's kicking it right now. He's trying to talk to us.
He's like, dude, you should be baptized. And I'm like, I already am. I'm Protestant or Lutheran or one of the two. But yeah, I mean, let us know your comments down below. What you think happens after, and kind of, I don't know, do you think that there's something else, or do you think that it's just a dream? Like, do you think that we're Inception and Leo is going to burst through the door and he's going to be like, let me spin my friggin' top and I'll tell you if I'm dreaming or not.
It was all a dream.
I had a dream. Somebody said that. Morgan Freeman. All right, anyway, so thank you very much for joining for today's episode. Please remember to always drink responsibly, the person, and Michael.
Do not litter.
We're out.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.